it's actually we are focusing to have international inquiry or international investigation about what's happened, what the killing happened in Syria, and starting from March 18 until today. In the last 3 days, more than 200 have been killed. At least in Friday, 112 have been killed in one single day by direct shooting, live ammunition by security officers. And we hope that the UN Human Rights Council on Friday can do this, have strong resolution and support our effort to have this international investigation. You know, lifting the state of emergency has no impact on the ground, since many people have been killed after the state of emergency have been lifted. This is why it's the question about the role of the security apparatus in Syria, especially the military, the air, the general intelligence, and the air force security. All of these security apparatus have the upper hand, have the last say in on Syria. And until those people actually have the immunity according to the Syrian law, I don't think anything will change. The main question right now, how the international community can protect the peaceful protest in Syria. Since now, Mark, it's clear that the Syrian regime trying to prevent any peaceful protest and using the live ammunition and all measures, which like using the sniper tactics, etc., to kill the protest and not allow them to have to spread to the big cities like Damascus and Aleppo. Also launching a huge campaign to arrest people, more than 1,000, and we have a list of hundreds also still missing. All these tactics actually should be addressed by the UN Human Rights Council, and it's because the Syrian government has to understand there will be consequences for all of this that have been used against peaceful protesters. There is a series of actions, starting from the UN Human Rights Council, sending international inquiry, and if the Syrian government refused, then now also today there is a circulation of the decision at the Security Council, which can impose some embargo and some sanctions on the officers who give the orders to open the fire on the security officers in Syria. This is very important because the security officers will understand now that there is no immunity, and if the Syrian court cannot take action, that they will be held accountable by the international court.